to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, we'll stand to our feet in honor of God's word. I was reading through a book on the purposes of the Lord's Supper. A book, a little booklet written by Peter Masters. Dr. Peter Masters is the pastor of the Metropolitan Baptist Tabernacle in England, and had some thoughts in there, and I want to go through here and just talk about a couple of things that he's written about this, and I think it'll be a real blessing to you and encourage you tonight. The Bible says in verse number 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. And this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another." Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the time you've given to us to open that word. Lord, this passage of Scripture, what a blessed thing it is. What a blessed portion. And Lord, I pray that tonight as we prepare to call to remembrance, Lord, all that you've done for us, your willingness to go to Calvary, Lord, I pray that you'll refresh us. And Lord, I pray that tonight we'll have a fresh picture of your love for us. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for all that it means to us. And thank you for how it's changed our lives. Lord, bless this time that we have together. We'll give you the glory. For it's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. When we look at the Scriptures and we see this portion in other places where God has given us instructions to remember His death, to be reminded of what He did for us on the cross of Calvary, we find in this passage of Scripture certain instructions. And some people have said that there's different directions we're to be looking. And I've seen this in this booklet, and I thought, I like what this has to say. And I think it'll help us tonight. Because as you read this, you begin to see certain things and to understand certain things. And it summarizes it in this way. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, it's a time when we come to this point in our life, there's a time that we should first look back, and then we're to look up, and then we're to look forward, and then we're to look within, and then finally we're to look around. And tonight I just want to bear witness to a few of these things and to help us to understand this and to get a better picture of what the Lord's Supper is all about. I don't know if I've preached on this before, and you preach on it different ways, different times, and certainly I've preached one time that about it being the Savior's command and the Spirit commends it and it's the saint's constraint. In other words, it's something that we ought to want to do. But tonight I want us to look at these things as we think about this. Let's think about the Lord's Supper and think about what it means to look back. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 23. "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." So we find this. This is to take us back to Calvary. And tonight as we partake of the Lord's Supper, let's go back to Calvary. And let's be reminded of what the Lord Jesus has done for us and how that he came into this world and he died on the cross for our sins, and how that he loved us so much. We're commanded to spend this time to look back and allow our hearts to be blessed all over again. You know, sometimes I realize the greatest day of our life was the day that we're saved, but sometimes I think we need to go back to that place and remember all over again what it felt like to be set free. What it felt like to have our sins forgiven and to be reminded that that night as we knelt at the feet of Jesus, somebody that died on the cross and rose again, to remember what it was like to have that freedom that we felt. And no doubt many of us have never felt it the same way than we did the night we were saved. But in all honesty, I believe that it ought to be getting sweeter and sweeter to us. It ought to be getting more and more precious and more real. And as we look back, let's never forget Calvary. Let's never forget what He did. Don't forget the spiritual and the physical emotions that He went through. Don't forget what it was like for His Father, for Him to say, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me? And His Father literally turned His back on His Son because, not because of His sin, but because our sin was placed on Him. And the Father would not look upon sin. Think about that. Look back. When we partake of the Lord's Supper tonight, look back and think about His body, which was nailed to the cross for you, and His blood, which poured out of Him for you. Don't ever forget all that He did. Think about that broken bread as it represents the body, and it indicates that we're not meant to come to this table of the Lord's Supper in some theoretical matter, but we're to look at it and to realize that Jesus did this for us. And the only reason I have life is because of what Christ did on the cross of Calvary. It's no wonder the Lord wants us to do this as often as we will. Think about all these things and to understand this, that Christ willingly bore our debt. He wasn't forced. The Father didn't have to take His arm and twist it and say, nobody else will do. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that before the foundations of the world, that Christ had already surrendered to go to the cross of Calvary. So tonight it's a time that we're to look back. Not only is it a time we're to look back, it's a time we're to look up. Look up. You say, what's the difference between looking back at the Christ of Calvary and looking up at the Christ? Well, He was the Son of God that came into the world. But I want you to know He's back in heaven now. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And tonight, let's not forget that He did His work here on earth for us, and now He's doing His work in heaven for us. Let's be reminded again that He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He ever liveth to make intercession for us. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we ought to be reminded that He's still working for us. He's still fulfilling God's will, the Father's will for our lives. And yes, He did suffer and bleed and die while He was here, but His work on earth is done, but His work for eternity is not done yet. And He's still working, and He's still living on our behalf, and He's still being our great high priest, our representative. He's there with that blood at the mercy seat. And when the old accuser comes in heaven, the Lord Jesus lets him know that the blood has been applied. Oh, it's good to be saved. Amen. It's good to have Christ as our Savior and heaven as our home. I'm amazed that Christ would come into the world and suffer and bleed and die, but I'm even still amazed that He would live in heaven and He's still working for me, doing these things to keep me safe and secure. See, my salvation is in Him. It's not in me. If His work ended in our lives just when He ascended, then I think we'd be in trouble. But He's still working. Now, everything that He needed to do for us here in this world has been accomplished. But now He's doing what He needs to do for us in heaven. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. You know what? Why should He have been so full of compassion to people that gave Him no thought, to people that disappointed Him, to people that seemingly did not care? I don't understand that. But I'm glad he did. Because there was a time in my life where I probably didn't care. There was a time in my life where I just wanted to live for myself. But He loved me. And I'm happy about that. Look back. Look up. Then look forward. Notice what the Bible says. We do show the Lord's death till He comes. So we understand that as we do this, we're reminding ourselves over and over again that, yes, He did die, but that He is coming again. That's part of the Lord's Supper, to remind ourselves that we're to look forward, because he says to show this until he comes. You know what he's saying? I'm coming back. Amen. That's exciting, isn't it? He, you know who he's coming for? Well, if you're saved tonight, he's coming for you. Amen. We ought to be looking forward to that. Amen? Amen? So if we do this, let's look forward. And then it says to look within. And I think this is a strong point of this passage of Scripture. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. Notice what it says there. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Here's a time where to look within. It's a time when we're to examine our lives. That's one of the purposes of the Lord's table. It promotes us being a genuine Christian. It's a time where we examine our lives and we come clean before a holy God. It's time where we look at ourselves and we ask God to dig deep. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. And as he points those things out, we deal with those issues. We find the forgiveness that only the Lord can forgive us of. And we come clean before a holy God. And by the way, we're to come clean before God before we partake of the Lord's Supper. We're to examine ourselves and find those faults. And by the way, I believe that God will help us in seeing what we need to look within for. We have this understanding. The Bible says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. I think that we all realize tonight that anyone's capable of coming to the Lord's Supper and never really facing their sins, never really genuinely coming clean. God's the judge. I'm not the judge. I don't stand up here and I say, you can have it and you can't. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. Now, I've been criticized for that statement. I've been criticized for saying, I'm not going to keep somebody from partaking of the Lord's Supper because I feel like that's between that person and the Lord. I've been deeply criticized. But I'll tell you, dear friends, I'm not the supreme judge. And there may be things that you're doing that you should not be doing that I have no clue about, so I can't say it's all right for you to take it. And then there may be things that I think you are guilty of that you're not guilty of. It's not right for me. But you know, tonight, look within. He's not talking about sinless for perfection here, but he's talking about having yourself right and clean with him. We're not going to be perfect until we're with the Lord. You know, I mean, we could say, well, I can't take it because I didn't do this, this, and this, you know. But God knows what he's given us to do. And God knows if we've allowed sin to creep into our lives. And you know if you've allowed that. Look within. Examine yourself. Let the Holy Spirit point out those things. And let God take care of it. And sometimes the Lord's Supper is marred by hypocrisy. It's a personal thing. It wouldn't be a church-wide thing. It's a personal thing. If you partake of the Lord's Supper when you know in your heart, in your life, that you should not partake of the Lord's Supper. But it's between you and the Lord. Look within. Let God help you with that. And then look around. Look around. Notice what the Bible says there in verse 33. It says, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And this is teaching us that this is a point of fellowship for us. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, it's a time where we come together and we come clean for God and we find ourselves as the family of God. And this is a fellowship. It's a table where we fellowship together as the children of God and enjoying His presence. That's what this is all about. It's to bring us closer together in the bond of Christ. The unity that the Lord would have us to have. And if we come clean before God, then we'll be a closer church. We'll be closer one to another. It helps us so much. So as we partake of the Lord's Supper tonight, then may we do it the way that we ought to. May we look back and see what Christ did for us. May we look up and have an understanding of what He is doing for us now. And then may we look forward and realize that He is coming again. And then look within and see ourselves and come clean before God. And then look around and see the family that God's given to us. and realize that this is a precious time because we are doing what the Lord has ordered for us to do. It's not some little ritual, but it's one of the two things that God has given for us to do. And we should do it in a solemn way, but I think in a rejoicing way, and in a way where we honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And it ought to be something that we do because we know that it's what God wants us to do, and we rejoice in the fact that we're being obedient to the Lord. I want Miss Beth to come and play a hymn of invitation. Give you time to, maybe you need to come and just find yourself in the altar, or maybe you need to pray right there where you are. And God knows what you need to do, and you know what you need to do tonight. But as we think about these things, let's examine ourselves. Let's look back and look up. Let's look forward and then look within and look around. And let's just be what we're supposed to be right now. Let's come clean before a holy God. You know, we should live in preparation of His return, there's no doubt. And I think looking forward helps us to realize that we ought to be right with God at this very moment. And then any time, we ought to be right with God because we're looking forward to His coming. May God help us. As Beth plays this hymn of invitation, she'll be playing. If you need to come to the altar, that's fine. It's a great place. I always say altar is the greatest place for Christians to come.